Saturday and Sunday, the rain chances get better. There'll be more storms around. They'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but they'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. He made the announcement Tuesday in front of a large group of supporters. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Montgomery County Commission Chair Elton Dean says the city needs more community centers to keep kids out of trouble. Dean says since community centers like Bellingrath and McIntyre are closed, kids now have nothing to do. He's asking local organizations to help solve this problem. And changes are coming to 2 Montgomery YMCA locations. The Westminster and Southeast locations will be merged into one branch called Midtown YMCA. It will be located in the current Southeast location. The building should open August 15th after renovations are complete. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The House Intelligence Committee and the House Judiciary Committee announced the special counsels agreed to appear in public on July 17th in an open session to testify about what he found into Russian interference as well as potential obstruction of justice.
The acting border chief abruptly quits after migrant children were found living in filthy conditions at a border facility.
Iranian leadership says President Trump's latest sanctions permanently end any chance of diplomacy.
Illinois becoming the 11th state to legalize marijuana.
On Capitol Hill,
9/11 recovery workers met with top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell. They say he promised a vote later this summer to replenish the 9/11 victims fund.
A new study linking some popular prescription drugs to a nearly 50% greater risk of dementia in older patients. The drugs known as anticholinergics are used to treat a number of conditions.
President Trump awarded the Medal of Honor to Army Staff Sergeant David Bellavia.
Bellavia became the first living soldier to receive the Medal of Honor for his actions in Iraq.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Excuse me. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. First-time callers, engineer Joey, the producer, know we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get it on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Also, I'm doing a audience survey. What days do you think would be the best days for Fresh Market to cook the ribs? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, or what combination thereof? Right now, I'm seeing most people like the Tuesday, Wednesday concept. But if you'll give us your suggestion, we'll put your name in a hat and we'll do a drawing for the ribs, and you can go by and pick them up next week. They're cooked, they're great, they're $14.99 a slab. So take advantage of that. We like to do audience surveys. Okay, so now let's get into the let's do the John Solomon here. John Solomon was on Sean Hannity last night. Interesting stuff. I'm going to kind of lay out what I heard last night.
Joining us now with reaction to all of this is The Hill's John Solomon. Just guessing, you probably know a lot about what is very possibly going to break tomorrow. One, I let you get without revealing sources. Not sure. Ready, but it's very clear it's coming. And it goes back, if I remember correctly, to this show and you and Sarah Carter in March of 2017.
That's exactly right. If you remember, that's when we began reporting on the market increase in the 2016 election in unmasking by the Obama administration. And eventually we learned that Samantha Power, the UN ambassador, was the unmasker in chief, making hundreds of requests to take the names of Americans that are supposed to be redacted in intelligence reports and unmasking the names. Tonight, I have these documents that I'm going through, Sean. These are the official emails of Samantha Power. And what I can report is that Samantha Power has the same sort of anti-Trump bias in her government emails that we saw with Pete Stroke and Lisa Page at the FBI. The FBI was investigating Trump, and they were railing against him in their official government emails and text messages. I can tell you that Samantha Power and her colleagues were doing the same thing on the official state email system. And when you see her tomorrow, what she was saying about Trump at the same time these unmaskings were going on, I'm certain it's going to trouble the American public.
Okay, so she is kind of the coordinator person that was doing this. Now, what was her job before she was the UN ambassador? She was a national security advisor in the White House, and she was replaced by whom? Rice.
Susan Rice. Yeah, they switched places.
They did a swap. They did a job swap. And, And so it seems from the discussion that I was listening to last night and having, it seems that Samantha Powers was kind of the keeper of the flame. She was the one that when you heard us talk about Clapper saying we need to get these things sent out to these other, all the information was held by three agencies, one is sent out to 17. And the person who is kind of the coordinator of that, I understand, is Samantha Powers. So she's kind of conversing, and they're trying to get one degree of separation between the Obama White House and all these other people. So they're using Samantha Power as the person. And that was intentional because they wanted a degree of separation. But when you go in and you listen and get the order of the meetings, then you have kind of a problem. Let's listen to the second part of this.
Let's go back to the American Center for Law and Justice yesterday, their report yesterday, and get your reaction. How big a piece to the puzzle is that? Because that Executive Order 12333, again, right. On this program, we saw this as a big issue in 2017. Now that's that right. We've discovered a rigged investigation, we also saw an effort to use a phony Russian dossier, not verified, to influence an election, leaked by Intel people, the Washington Post, David Korn, Michael Isikoff, to influence the election. Russian disinformation, as the New York Times suspects. And then right. It went further in terms of being used as the bulk of information to spy not just on Carter Page, but to the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, and then the Trump presidency. You put all of that together, and now it takes on a whole new level of significance, because why would you go in the final weeks of your presidency sign an order that shares yeah. Intel with 17 agencies instead of 3, and an urgency to do it for the incoming administration, rules you would never live under?
It is remarkable. Think about this. The UN ambassador, who doesn't really have an intelligence operation, was unmasking all the time under Obama. And then in the final days of the administration, after 2 years of the Intelligence Committee raising concerns about who should have access to this information, after the Obama administration went to the FISA court and belatedly disclosed hundreds of violations just before the election, they make the decision that they're going to disseminate sensitive intelligence to more people, not less people, expand the universe of people who can gain it and potentially leak it at the beginning of the Trump administration. That is the concern, and I think the documents that Jay Sekulow's group got yesterday are a significant find. They put into perspective this rushed effort to spread intelligence to people whose jobs did not require it.
Okay, so we're not talking about onesie twosies here. We're talking hundreds of unmaskings. And here are some names that would be interesting if they're in there. Jeff Sessions, Kushner, Paul Manafort, which we feel pretty confident that name will definitely be there. We'll see Michael Flynn for sure.
Yes.
But what other people could we possibly see? Here's kind of a question. If you remember, Donald Trump, right after he was elected, was having meetings at Trump Tower with people and talking to them about cabinet positions and who they would suggest to cabinet positions.
Right.
Gates was one of the people that they talked to. He is the one that recommended Tillerson. Pompeo was recommended by Gates also.
This is Robert Gates?
Robert Gates, the former DOD and
for both
CIA.
For W and Obama, yeah.
It... So it's going to be interesting to see who those names are. And it seems that she is kind of the keeper of the flame. And they're trying to do a degree of separation. But there seems to be email traffic between Susan Rice and Samantha Powers. That could be problematic. They were trying to do a degree of separation because they didn't want Susan Rice to do it. They wanted somebody that had the knowledge of Susan Rice, but not the position of Susan Rice to do it. And who would that be? Samantha Power. So now let's move into Sean Hannity talking to Jim Jordan and company. This one's going to stun you guys.
Joining us now with more information, Congressman Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz and Fox News contributor Sarah Carter. Sarah, all right, let me ask all three of you, yes or no, am I over the target, Jim Jordan?
Sean, what I read today in that classified briefing room is as bad as I thought it was, and every single American citizen should have the ability to see that information to know exactly what our FBI was up to.
Will it shock the conscience of the American people?
Sean, it shocked me. I compared it to, I remember the day I walked in 2 years ago on the Benghazi committee, walked in and saw the immunity agreements that were given to people in the Clinton investigation. I didn't know who they'd given them to. I opened up that folder and I looked down when the Justice Department official slid that folder over to me on that table and looked down and see they gave Cheryl Mills immunity during the Clinton investigation, Clinton's chief of staff, her lawyer. Today, when I read the material, I had that same shock feeling. I was like, wait a minute, this actually happened from our Justice Department and this FBI. That's how serious this is. That's why we're calling on every bit of that information we got to see today to be made public for you to see, for journalists to see, most importantly, for the American people to see.
Well, so these people are going in unit. Wait, what do you hear Matt Gaetz talking about this? And I judge somebody by the strength of their voice, how certain are they in their talking? What you can kind of get through a little bit deeper in there. Jim Jordan was pretty certain because he said, I'd gone in and seen the memos and seen the messages. And what they're talking about is who they're unmasking, but who they're wiretapping. And it's going to be a whole bunch of domestic people that, when you look at it, had a lot to do with the Trump campaign. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan Joey.
How are you, big guy?
Just doing super fantabulous, man. This is about to explode on the Democrats, I think.
It really, we're very, very close. I think you may see it before the 4th of July. You'll see it near the 4th of July, if it's not before the 4th of July. And the first shoe is not the biggest shoe.
No. I don't think so either. I think this is going to be like shoes that ever increase in size until a lot of people just get stomped out like a bunch of cockroaches.
Well, here is a terminology that was used, is that it's not the size of the shoe, it's the closeness to the person that it drops next to. And what we're going to do is we're going to start seeing this thing moving towards particular people and how they react, whether they're in Congress or whether they're former department heads.
You know, I brought this to your attention before, and I don't know if you remember it or not, but Samantha Powers, I knew a long time ago through reporting that she was the one that did all the unmasking. Okay? Now, obviously, she was reporting back to somebody, Susan Rice probably, who was talking to the president about it, most likely. But if you recall, Samantha Powers refused to take the oath of office that she held. She refused to swear fealty to the United States. Why would she do that?
I've never heard that. That's something new to me.
Okay.
Where'd you get that?
It's been a while. Just go back and look it up. She refused to take the oath of office.
Joey, are you on that?
Yeah, I'll look it up. You said Susan Rice?
No, Samantha Power.
Samantha Power. Okay.
Okay. Now, people don't surprise me. Democratic Party doesn't surprise me as to what they get away with, or they think they can get away with, or they try to get away with. But I can't imagine why in the world she wouldn't do it, you know, except as a way to say later on, hey, I never took the oath of office, therefore whatever I did couldn't be considered treason or whatever. I don't know what goes through the brains of some crooks. All I can do is kind of point out, you know, the insanity of it. Now, the thing I'd say, though, is I just wonder if she wasn't a foreign agent all along.
Samantha Powers?
I don't know. Yeah. Why wouldn't she take the oath? I don't know. But,
I'm reading. I'm reading from Politico. August the 2nd, 2013, Samantha Power, officially the new U.S. Ambassador to the United States. Vice President Joe Biden administered the oath of office to the 42-year-old Power on Friday.
That's why you listen to this show.
I could have sworn I heard that she didn't take it.
Yeah, well, but Papa B, that's why I kind of challenged you on that, and then we look it up because what happens is you strung together a whole bunch of things that were based on that premise. And so...
It's true, I did, and I apologize for that.
That's why we don't do that kind of stuff.
Well, let me just ask you something then about this. What if she has unmasked hundreds or dozens or whatever of people? What is going to happen to her? Nothing.
Well, what she said, she said she didn't know about it. She said a staff person did it. But my money's on Durham that he's going to find out what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So if she did, is that a crime?
That's definitely a crime.
Okay, well.
We're going to find out what Bill Barr and Durham are made of, and you're going to kind of get a feel for this. And Nunes and some other people talking about Durham. This guy is the real deal. From everything I've heard about it, he is the real deal, and he is, I think he's going for it.
Well, I hope so, Dan. I tell you, we need relief. We need justice to be served. And the main thing is, this country has got to stop this thing from ever happening like this
again. Amen to that. Amen to that, brother.
This is how republics fall right here. You know, this is how a country can just totally fall apart. Hey, if you don't trust the people, you know, in power and the FBI, the DOJ, and you know, we have ample reason not to. Then, you know, how can you have a governable type of process?
Here's something else to think about. When we get into Mueller testifying on July the 17th, we know of at least 4 of the 13 attorneys or people that were working on the Mueller team are also involved in the unmasking and or FISA warrants or wiretaps. At least 4.
Wow.
You know, I don't understand how in the world Weissman was able to be even in the FBI with his background and the failures that he had and the outrageous things that he did. I can't understand how somebody that like that even gets in the FBI, let alone stays with them.
The story is that the two people that recommended Weissman are Andrew McCabe and Peter Strzok.
Into the
Mueller investigation.
Let me just ask you one other
thing. And let me tell you where that kind of comes from. Mm-hmm. Is that Mueller said to a group of people, tell me who should be on the A-team. And so McCabe said Strzok, Lisa Page, and started making recommendations. What we don't know is we don't know all the team members, but we do know at least 4 of them had something to do with FISA, wiretaps, or the emails.
You know, they were all up in arms about Jeff Sessions recusing himself. They all should have recused themselves.
Amen to that, brother.
How in the world do they not have sit there and they tell somebody else recuse themselves that they don't recuse themselves?
Well, here's a question that Mueller needs to be asked. When did you find out about Peter Strzok in the tax? And you said you fired him, and McCabe said he fired him. Who did it? Was it you or was it McCabe? And then you're going to hear what happened to the telephone. I didn't know that Strzok's telephone got put up on a shelf, and nobody went in there and did a data dump on it.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to hear that in this hour.
Yeah, wow. So Crossfire Hurricane, what does that stand for? Do you know the scope of that particular operation?
They were looking at Russian involvement in the Trump campaign.
That's all it was?
It was actually because that's where they originally thought that Trump was a Russian asset, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. And if you thought Trump was an asset, why didn't you say something to somebody within the Trump operation? Why didn't you confront Trump himself?
Of course. So, you know, Crossfire Hurricane to me is like the whole lot of what went on. But it was, they took investigation. What is that term that you use? A conspiracy type investigation, and then they dumped the Mueller report inside of that.
They dumped this into the Mueller report to try to get some clarity and to give Mueller a roadmap. And let me tell you something. I've learned this from being around these guys. They don't give names by accident. They give names that have purpose into what the investigation is.
Right.
And so,
that's
right. Crossfire Hurricane is a pretty horrific event. And then the mid-year exam, which was the Hillary Clinton, is that we've got to pass this test to get through to the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these things are not—they're not by accident.
No. It was all designed to take Trump out, either before or after the election, or make him so de minimize his presidency to the point where he could never run, you know, for re-election at the outside. Unbelievable. These folks have decided that they know better than the American people.
Exactly right.
Be president that shouldn't.
Exactly right. They were the smartest people, the masters of the universe, if Jeff Sessions used to say. They were the masters of the universe, and they were going to decide our fate. And they knew what was best. And what they did is they broke laws, broke rules. They bend the rules to get a final result that they didn't end up getting. And wait till you hear the argument that they're going to give. Well, Trump was still elected, so it didn't have any effect on the election. Bull, you know what, to that. I'll throw a poo-poo on that.
No doubt about
because
it.
Because they spent 2 years maligning this man. 2 years.
Well, and not only this man, but the whole, you know, the whole half of the country they don't like. You know, this is the thing about Trump to me. He has exposed these people for what they really are, have always been. It's not like they just all of a sudden decided that, you know, they had an idea about the country and the way it should. They've always had this. This is something that's been going on for a much longer time than just when Trump announced for president. They've been trying to look, the truth to people in you know, that we're talking about is a commodity that's moldable, that's shapeable, that they can, you know, trade in politically. The truth is not some sort of rock solid, you know, thing. And they're fixing to have this whole thing just come right back in their face, as it should.
I hope so. And here's a question that has been posed a lot is, did they do anything to listen in or do anything with Mitt Romney?
That's what I'm talking about. They probably have been doing this for a very long time, up and down the ballot. This is not something new. I think they've been doing it up and down the ballot for a long time.
Well, I think it's new to the Obama administration. I don't think Bush did anything with this, and I think, well, Clinton tried, but I think Obama perfected this. Papa B, I'm against a heartbreak. I'm late. Talk to you later, brother. Rodney, hang on for me. The Dan Morris Show will be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile. I got
Charmin ultra-soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There's a photograph published today of a man from El Salvador and his 2-year-old daughter drowned in the Rio Grande between Texas and Mexico trying to make it here. They're face down, the girl still holding on to her father. The man's wife says the girl had run back into the water after the man went back for her on the Mexican side and they drowned. Illinois Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says, understand the desperation here.
These people are leaving horrible circumstances and risking their lives to try to come to this country.
President Trump says about immigration,
we cannot tolerate the endangerment, abuse, or smuggling of children.
So he tells members of the Faith and Freedom Coalition Democrats have to help change the laws. And the president says no to a suggestion that he drop Vice President Mike Pence for former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley.
Nikki's future is great, but Mike Pence is the person 100%.
He was on with Fox Business Network this morning. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are deep into that summertime pattern now. A good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds today. It's going to be hot with a high around 93, and some widely scattered storms will be around. Not many, but a few lucky towns will get one that'll cool you down for a while. Low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow, I think we'll be in the middle 90s. A hot and humid Thursday. Spotty, isolated storms around. Not many, but I think by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances get better. There'll be more storms around. There'll still be random, and not every town will get one, but there'll be a little more numerous over the weekend. High temperatures this weekend in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, what? Cory Booker?
Booker's debate prep includes push-ups and bicep curls. Okay, bro.
Man. He's going to be the guy, and I'm with you. I think he's going to gaff.
I'm looking forward to it.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. He is so full of himself. It's unbelievable. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. How are y'all today?
Good, good.
Hey, man, did y'all hear our president today speaking up for the children, the babies?
We're talking about the border?
No, talking about the born children that is speaking for the right for life for these children.
I did not hear. I was at the doctor's office from 9:15 till, you know, I walked into the studio directly from there, so I didn't see anything.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing and a wonderful day in America when not only our president is a great person, but he speaks up and he pushes the word and of God forward for these children. So thank you, President Trump, for that, for standing up for the unborn. You have my respect in those regards. The unmasking thing, I'm not worried about who unmasked who, Dan. The only thing I want to see is, see, they rattle that cage and got that big dog up, and when he comes out and snaps him on the rear, that's what I'm going to start counting the unmaskers. You know, you're dead on when you say this was the Obama administration who did this. And there's a lot of folks don't want to hear this. But the American people need to hear what this man was and what he tried to do. I have no ill wills toward anyone. I'm a godly man. But this man was the worst destruction to this country that we could have ever had as a president. When this stuff comes out, you're right, it's going to be earth rattling and shaking. It's going to be disturbing the senators, speaking of some of our finest Republican senators that will be involved in this. But the American people still stand firm, and the Democrat Party better watch out. They still have not realized that the American people are playing a close watch on this stuff. And we get more disgusted every day. Dan, I'm really beginning to believe that the brand of the Democratic Party, after this next election, will actually, the brand will no longer exist. They'll have to rebrand themselves. It's going to be that bad. What do you think, Dan? I think everybody is correct. You need to stand by and hold on to your shoes. Because it's
going to
be bad.
Well, I'm not sure don't think that the Democrat Party is going to go away. They thought that about the Republican Party after Nixon and Watergate. They thought that the Republican Party after midterm elections this year. They thought that a lot, but it just hadn't happened.
Correct, but this type of scandal, Dan. I think
it will be bone chilling, no doubt about that.
Well, Dan, I think what it is it's really hitting to the core of each American, if it's their grandchildren in the future of our country or whatever it is, their businesses or the love for their country and their children are combined together. But I don't think that these people realize what they did and that the American people know what they did, and they threatened our way of life. And I'm just going to say it in a kindly way. There's going to be heck to pay. and look, they rattled that cage, and as Toby Keith says, when you rattle that cage and get that big dog, you wake him up, you might not like him. And I think they're going to find out that they do not like what the American people is going to give them. And I don't think I do disagree with you on the other part about the Democrat Party. I think they are over with, and to be quite honest with you, I think that Trump is so smart, he's looking for another two candidates for two-term limits. We're talking 20 years if actually he could pull that out. And you can kiss these bunch of Nazi, whatever you want to call them, leftists, in this country. This is America, and they ain't taking it from us. We fighting for it now. So, that's just what I believe, and I think our Independence Day is coming up, and I think the Democrats are going to see how we're going to fight for our independence. And that's what we're doing right now. If you really think about it, we're fighting for our independence, and this 4th of July leading it into the next presidential election is just like any other Independence Day. We need to fight for our freedom because these people are trying to take it away.
Rodney, appreciate the telephone call. I want you to drive safe on the way back.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. News 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Wednesday. I need to look up Fresh Market stuff. Okay, let's go to Sean Hannity. We're talking about to Congressman Matt Gaetz. Now, he has seen this stuff. He's going to talk about what he saw without getting into the details of it. Listen in.
Matt Gaetz, you saw these materials today. You agreeing with Jim Jordan? Because it sounds like a few people decided they wanted to fix, not only they fixed it so Hillary wouldn't get in trouble on the email server scandal. We know felonies were committed. She fixed the primary, rigged the primary. Sounds like they're fixing and rigging here a general election or to overturn an election. And, you know, I mean, whatever word you want to describe that, fixing, well, Sean, rigging, a coup, I don't know.
Yeah, you are describing the very elements of a palace coup. And after Jim and Mark Meadows and many others of us reviewed the intelligence information today, it is abundantly clear that the entire Mueller investigation is a lie built on a foundation of corruption. And what is so important is that we get this information into the public square. Yeah. The best disinfectant for this corruption is going to be sunshine. And that's why Jim Jordan and I have joined many other members of Congress in calling for this information to be released for the review of all of the American people. You know, Sean, when you've been on this show each and every night making claims about the bias and the corruption and the deep state, people have accused you and your guests of being tinfoil hat folks, lone voices in the wilderness. This critical intelligence information will vindicate the claims that have been made by so many, and it is absolutely essential that we share it with all Americans. That's what we're fighting for in the Congress.
Do you hear how firm he is on
this?
Yes, very much so. I mean, he's seen it. I think that tells me a lot. Same thing with Jim Jordan, but Mark Meadows, who's the more methodical one, I didn't get to pull the part of Ingram Engel that he did, but he was on it.
This is the same, just for clarification, the same Matt Gaetz. He's a Florida congressman, and there were rumors he'd move to Alabama and run for Senate or something.
He threw that out there just to kind of...
I do like him, though, and beyond just this issue, I think he's a very talented congressman. I like his foreign policy views in particular. He's in that Rand Paul camp, being a little more dovish, but strong. I like this guy a lot.
So let's stay with him. It's going to be Gaetz and Sarah Carter. And their basic downline is release the documents, and then everybody will know, and the truth will set you free.
Is it a fair statement that what we've been, the onion we've been unpeeling, we've been over the target the whole time, Congressman Gaetz?
Well, Sean, we can't get into the specific information, but I can tell you I am as certain as ever that the claims we have been making are accurate claims, that there is intelligence information that backs it up, and that there has been a real attempt to undermine this president, and it has come from the scariest of places. Some of the very people we've been talking about will be exposed, and the key reason that all Americans need to see this memo is that it names names. It says who was involved with who, how different actors and characters we've heard about interacted with one another, and that is the type of information that we need all Americans to see immediately.
Sarah Carter, you have been all over this all day. What can you tell us about your reporting?
Well, I can certainly say that my reporting coincides with what Congressman Gaetz and Congressman Jordan are saying. And I think it's far worse than what I believed could have happened. And from what I've been told, senior government officials may be removed from office, may be fired. I don't know how far this will go. I also want a lot of those questions answered. Sean, who was in relationship to who when it came to these FISA warrants? How did they operate with one another? What were these really egregious actions that took place that only this memorandum and report can tell us? And I've been watching my Twitter feed, and I've been watching Twitter all day, and I'm seeing #release the documents everywhere. And the American public deserves to know the truth here. It is absolutely essential that we understand what was happening. And this was a duly elected president of the United States of America. And if people within our own government were trying to usurp that and change the trajectory, then the American people need to know.
So we've had one, you know, we've had Gaetz and we've had Jordan who have seen the memo. They're obviously pretty strong on this thing. Sarah Carter has heard about the memo. Now let's listen to Jim Jordan, and he's going to be talking again about this being up at the highest levels.
I agree with you on release the documents. The Wall Street Journal tonight in an editorial, they're demanding the same thing. Congressman Jordan,
yep,
we deserve to see this. You agree with that? And how soon will we be able to get our eyes on these documents?
Great question, Sean. Here's the process. Chairman Nunes and the Intelligence Committee in the House, he can bring the committee back together. They can have a vote. If a majority of the committee votes to release these documents, the executive branch gets a certain amount of time to review them. If the executive branch gives the thumbs up, they go public. So this could happen real quick. Chairman Nunes is committed to getting this information
to the
public.
Not one Democrat wanted you to see it.
Well, no, they didn't. But I can, after you read it and you see, and if they're playing partisan politics, you can see why they didn't want us to see that, and you can see why they won't want the American people. But as Matt Gaetz said, as Sarah said, this is something that needs to be out. So this should never happen in a country as great as the United States of America. And we need every single American to take a look at this and see what exactly their government did, their law enforcement division did. This is that kind of information, and it needs to be public as soon as possible.
Okay, let me kind of give you again a little background here. Notice he said that if the majority of the committee, which is the Judicial Committee, Intel Committee, will release this, then they will send it over to the White House, and the White House will say, look at it and decide whether they will release it or not. I don't think that Adam Schiff or Nadler are going to do that.
Right.
But you can then sashay on over to the Senate side and get them to make the request. And that will go for an affirmative vote.
And Lindsey Graham's the one controlling the judiciary.
Lindsey Graham,
yeah,
exactly.
Judicial Committee, yeah.
And so where we are with this, and Burr will be the Intel Committee, and so where we are with this thing is the Republicans are going to ask them to release the memo. The Democrats are going to basically say no. Republicans are going to force them to a vote, and the Democrats are not going to vote for it. And then once it gets out, that is going to be really bad for the Democrats.
Well, and I have one little addendum to this whole story. To me, this story, it begins in 2016 with Crossfire Hurricane, the FISA request, all these things that we know. But to me, this story started in 2013 with the leaks of Edward Snowden. And he warned everybody this is turnkey tyranny with this sort of power, how ripe this power is for corruption and abuse. Watch out, folks. It's why I put my life and my citizenship and my reputation on the line. And I think it's come to fruition. So if it's Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz or Mark Meadows or the President of the United States himself saying this should never again happen to another president, I don't know if they'd be strong enough. I want to see where the rubber meets the road and if they would suggest reforms to these powers, these surveillance powers.
And if you guys have Amazon Prime, you can go to the Amazon channel and you can go look at the Snowden thing. I watched it, I guess, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
And it was very different than when I watched it a year ago,
right,
after knowing all the things that I know now. It's worth it. And it will open your eyes. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this quick break.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Mostly known through these things here. Thank you. Now, one of the things that they're saying that this is going to do is it's going to put in question the Mueller report because of some of the things that these memos and the unmasking is going to show. And then the question will get down to the credibility of Mueller. Why didn't he find out this stuff? This isn't it.
Well, it sounds to me like a lot of people, Congressman Gates, need to be fired and investigated.
That's right. I think that this will not end just with firings. I believe there are people who will go to jail. I was very persuaded by the evidence, and it also became clear to me why Chuck Grassley and Lindsey Graham felt it so important to refer this matter for criminal prosecution. You don't get to try to undermine our country, undermine our elections, and then simply get fired. So I think there will be criminal implications here, and we have to underscore the point that you and Jim Jordan just made. Every single Democrat on the Intelligence Committee voted against even allowing other members of Congress to see this information. So you know they're going to fight against release to the American people. What are the Democrats so afraid of? Why don't they want the American people to know the truth about what was going on with the government, how that impacted the president, his transition, his campaign? And it just seems interesting to me that Democrats don't want us to know what the entire basis was in the first place for the Mueller probe. They want to drag this out through the midterm elections to try to embarrass this president and distract this Congress from the critical work we've got to do to save this great country.
Do you conclude that Mueller, the whole issue of Trump-Russia collusion never should have come up? Does Mueller need to disband?
This was a lie built on corruption, built on a sham. The entire investigation is a fiction. It's a fallacy. And when the American people see how this began, when the American people see how different people interacted with one another, how organizations were infected and infiltrated and subjected to tremendous bias of individuals and how that really played out, I think that every American will understand how absolutely ludicrous it is that we continue to allow the Mueller probe to go forward. It needs to end because the entire basis is a lie.
This is kind of the convergence of all these different issues. And this stuff kind of comes out, and again, timing is everything. If Mueller is there on July the 17th testifying before Schiff's and Nadler's committee, and they've got this stuff, I think Mueller's going to be put in a very bad... Why didn't you look at this other stuff? What did you know about this stuff? Because if you knew anything about this, why didn't you... I mean, you're supposed to investigate anything that you found, and if you found something, you should have taken it to Rosenstein.
I suspect what he's going to say is I took what the Crossfire Hurricane and the other investigations, the counterintelligence investigation had developed, and I took it as fact. I assumed it to be true, is probably what he's going to say.
So you decided not to find out if it was true or not? I mean, you're supposed to test the evidence. And who told you it was true? Was a guy named Peter Strzok tell you it was true?
Right.
Weissman tell you it's true? I mean, this thing has got some serious tentacles to it. Now, Sarah Carter's going to comment about what this is going to do, and she's talking about discrediting the Mueller report.
I know from my sources, Sarah, that they're saying this should result in the immediate firing of Lisa Page, of Peter Strzok, of Bruce Hoare, also Andrew McCabe. I have some questions. Where does Rod Rosenstein stick in this equation, the one that appointed the special counsel? Did he? Because we now know the dossier, the phony Clinton bought and paid for dossier, that was used for the FISA warrant. All of this leads to Mueller. That never should have happened because it was on opposition party propaganda. Then it was, what's with Comey? What's his involvement here? Where does he stand? Where does Mueller's investigation stand based on your reporting tonight?
Well, apparently when this document goes public, which I believe it will, I do believe it will be the unraveling of the Mueller probe. And I've been hearing that from other sources. And Sean, this was all about in the beginning. Remember, Trump-Russia collusion. Now we know from what we've been hearing from the sources, from the congressional members who have seen this memo, that the collusion appears to be between certain members of the FBI and the DOJ and the Hillary Clinton campaign, and that the foundation of this was all based on lies. Not only do I want to know what Rosenstein, who was actually the Department of Justice, was withholding that information for a long period of time, and then finally gave it up to the House Intelligence Committee.
Did Rod Rosenstein sign off an extension of this FISA warrant? Do we know?
We don't know that yet. I have not had the privilege of seeing the actual classified document, of course. The congressional members have, but I do not know the answer to that yet. But I would like to know how Sidney Blumenthal plays into all of this, because I think that's going to be a very telling, a telling revelation when all of this comes out.
Very telling revelation. So Jim Jordan's going to finish up here. He's going to talk about Rosenstein, but then he's going to go back to this new memo.
Can you give us any information, not giving us any details, Congressman Jordan, but about Comey, about Mueller, and I'm very interested in Rod Rosenstein and all of this.
No, I mean, look, there are certain people who can sign a FISA application. Only certain people can at the Justice Department do that. So we don't know who did. And after you go read this material,
we can eliminate this quickly. It wasn't Jeff Sessions. He was recused. Either Rosenstein or I believe one other person has the ability to...
There's only a handful of people at FBI and Justice who can sign off on one. Who did that? We don't know. What we do know is what we've been talking about. This should go public. And also, we know there is more to come because the investigation at the Intelligence Committee is not complete. Thank goodness for what Devin Nunes and his committee are doing and the push they did on the Justice Department to get these documents in the first place. But there is more information. Their investigation is not complete. When it's complete, then you're going to see the Judiciary Committee
Comey?
In the House do even more.
Comey had to know all of this was going on, didn't he?
Well, we can't talk about specifics, who knew what and what we read today. What we read today, though, was a memo that compiled information that they've got that they presented to members of Congress to look at. We called for members of Congress to be able to see this material just a few weeks ago. Today we're calling on all Americans to be able to see this material so they can see what really took place.
Hashtag release the document. Release all the background associated with the document.
News on 93.1 FM. Boy, I hope we get to see these things, and I hope we get to see them very, very soon. Dan Mar Show, going to be back right after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.